Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, we're learning more this week about how much American military intelligence is helping Ukraine's war effort. The New York Times is reporting that American spies helped Ukrainians target and kill as many as 12 Russian generals. And there is new reporting that U.S. intelligence helped Ukraine pull off one of its biggest wins on the battlefield so far, the sinking of the Russian destroyer Moskva last month. For more, we're joined by Shane Harris, who covers intelligence and national security for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Hi, Shane. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So the sinking of the Moskva was a huge blow to Russian morale. That was the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Just how involved was the United States?
Well, it appears that the United States was sort of involved a little bit at a distance. From what we can tell, Ukraine had spotted this ship and essentially wanted to know from the United States, you know, what can we know about it? And the United States provided intelligence that helped the Ukrainians better understand the ship and understand that how important it was. And then they launched a strike on it and, of course, you know, had this extraordinary victory where the ship then sank as it limped back to sea. From sources we talked to, the United States intelligence, while not of a nature that said necessarily, this is the ship, go hit it, was instrumental in the Ukrainians deciding to take that shot with these anti-ship missiles, which were in fairly short supply in their arsenal. So they had to have real confidence that they were aiming at the Moskva and had a good chance of hitting it.
Hmm. What about this issue of targeting Russian generals? What kind of intelligence is the United States sharing with Ukraine that's helped them kill so many Russian military leaders?
The Pentagon has said that publicly now, they're saying that they share information about facilities, Russian command and control centers with the Ukrainians, and they do this in real time. Sources I've talked to said that this is actually quite detailed information that they're sharing. It's important to note here, and it's a bit of a technical distinction, but it has a real important legal dimension to it, that the U.S. government is not saying to the Ukrainians, you know, General X is at the following location, go kill General X. They're saying things like, we have spotted a command and control facility in a particular part of Ukraine. Well, senior officers often are in command and control facilities. The Ukrainians would then go and decide whether to launch an attack on that facility. If a general happened to be at it, well, I think the Ukrainians would count that as fortunate. But it's a little bit of a remove here. The United States is very insistent that they don't provide what they call targeting data. But that's kind of a legal distinction without much of maybe of a practical difference in the eyes of the Kremlin. It's the intelligence that the U.S. is giving to Ukraine that is leading them to these various targets that they're hitting, many of which often have senior military officers in them.
Well, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby actually tried to downplay these reports. He said yesterday that the U.S. does not participate in the targeting decisions of the Ukrainian military. Here he is.
Ukraine combines information that we and other partners provide with the intelligence that they themselves are gathering on the battlefield. And then they make their own decisions.
Obviously, there's concern that U.S. involvement in these kinds of efforts could spur retaliation by Putin. I'm curious, how has Russia responded so far to suggestions that the U.S. and other European allies may be actually more directly involved in this than previously reported?
It's interesting. The Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said after that New York Times report about information leading to the deaths of generals came out, he said essentially everyone knows that the United States is providing intelligence to Ukraine and that it's leading to some of these, you know, operations they're taking on the battlefield. And I think that that's a bit of an open secret in some ways. And it's important to note, too, that when John Kirby says that the Ukrainians are combining U.S. and other intelligence with Ukrainian intelligence, these intelligence streams are not on the same par. The United States' ability to collect through satellite imagery and intercepted communications information about what's happening going on Ukraine is just exponentially greater and more sophisticated than anything Ukraine is capable of doing on its own. So it's kind of like what we're adding to the mix of ingredients, you might say, is sort of supercharging it in a way that is helping Ukraine see and understand things that it ordinarily would not. And I think that the Kremlin understands that very well. What hasn't happened is we haven't seen the Kremlin respond to that by saying, you, the United States, now are a direct party to this conflict. We view you the same way as we do Ukraine. Mm-hmm. That is a line that the United States is trying to stay on the other side of here.
Shane Harris, national security correspondent for The Washington Post. Shane, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.